Reflection, fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle B, Gospel Reading, Second Reflection. Mark 1. Today's Gospel is the second of three miracles in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. Casting out the unclean spirit, last Sunday's Gospel, the curing of Peter's mother-in-law, today's Gospel, and the cleansing of the leper, next Sunday's Gospel. Of note in today's Gospel is the Greek word that Mark uses to describe the woman's cure. The text reads that Jesus helped her up, but a more accurate translation of the Greek is Jesus raised her up. Mark will use the same word to describe Jesus' resurrection. The English text then reads that Simon's mother-in-law waited on them, but the Greek is more accurately rendered as she served them. The life of the risen one, who comes not to be served, but to serve, is one of compassionate and selfless giving and service to others. Throughout his gospel, Mark portrays Jesus as somewhat uncomfortable with his growing renown as a miracle worker. He clearly values time away from the crowds to be alone to pray, even though that time is cut short by the needs of those around him. Jesus works miracles not out of any need of his own for the adulation of the masses, but out of an extraordinary sense of compassion and love for those who come to him in crisis or in pain. The miracles he works are not to solicit acclaim for himself, but to awaken faith and trust in the Word of God, to restore in us God's vision of a world united as brothers and sisters under his providence. Jesus' compassion for those who come to him breaks down stereotypes and defenses that divide, segregate, and marginalize people. His ministry is not to restore bodies to health, but to restore spirits to wholeness.